Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
At my little town's annual meeting the other night, voters approved an interesting measure. From now on, gender-specific language in official documents is out. Thus, the Board of Selectmen becomes the Select Board. And, more important, he and she will become they. It's a trend. Towns, states, even the federal government are getting rid of gender-specific terms. Policemen are now police officers. Firemen are firefighters. Chairmen are chairs or chairpersons. Even NASA no longer refers to flights as manned or unmanned. Instead, they're crewed or uncrewed. It's not just government. Waiters and waitresses are now routinely known as servers. Salesmen are sales associates. Foremen are team leaders. Airline stewardesses, flight attendants, no longer make announcements to ladies and gentlemen, but to passengers. Makes sense. Not all jobs are filled by men anymore, and not all people identify with the sex of their birth. This move toward more precision has been around since the 1970s when feminism got rolling, so we've really had time to adjust. Still, old habits die hard. Some of the new coinages don't fall gently on the ears, especially ancient ears like mine. Using the plural pronoun they for a singular he or she goes against the grammar I spent years learning in school. It's not just me. A large part of the population, mostly the conservative part, view this language thing as an insult to reason and tradition, a plot by radical elements to make us all woke. Not quite sure what that is, but it doesn't sound good. And that's the point. Language has always been about power. Deciding what to call something or someone conveys a certain control over what's being named. My freedom fighter might be your terrorist. Still, there's another element to the act of naming: kindness. Sure, people who champion gender-neutral language are trying to make a point, but it costs almost nothing to call people what they prefer, to stop talking as if men, or the traditionally gendered, still rule the world. In fact, if you do use a person's preferred language, you're not really losing anything. Heck, you're gaining their respect and support, maybe even saving them from anger and despair. And doing so is free of charge. What a deal. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.